Track and field is really building up big time now, and that's the nature of the game here in athletics. And just a couple of results and a couple of updates, really. In the States last night, we had a couple of athletes, Donegal-related athletes in competition. A new name for you there, Sophia Thompson, 16-year-old, finished third in New Jersey. She's at Union Catholic College there in that area. And she ran a mile at 16 years of age. Just to get that clear, at 16 years of age, she ran a mile in 4:43. That's equivalent to about a 4:25, 1500. So she's a pretty good girl, and she has done very well. She actually competed for her college last weekend in the Penn relays. They won and they broke the American record. So in the relay, so that's a name to ponder. Secondly, then we had Eimear McCarr, who we've talked about before. She's at Bradley University in the States. She ran overnight as well. Worried about her this last while because of a hip injury, but she got on the track last night and she did a darn good 1500 at 4:27, and she won the race, so down in Cambridge. So that was a positive result as well. And another interesting result today in Dublin, an athlete that's coached by Catherine McDevitt at the Kenny Athletic Club there. Harry McIlwain, that is, he ran 100 metres earlier today in an open meeting there in Dublin, and he did 11:02. Now, he's only a young lad, and then he came back this evening with a 3.31 behind him and ran 11 dead. So, you know, just talking to her messenger, just saying, you know, if he could run sub 11 this season, as the season develops later on, he would be doing very, very well, particularly because his age, he's born 2009, so he's a young lad, and he's got serious promise as well. So well done. You know, it's all about a coach who's dealing with a number of sprint athletes, and she's doing a darn good job there in Letterkenny. That's Catherine McDevitt. So just what can you say? Just keep it going, you know, because Aaron Fries, a member of that group as well. Now, what else have we? Well, the school's athletics is the big one now from now on. The secondary school's athletics have been happening in district areas all over Ulster for the last couple of weeks, heading towards the finals of that now in this week or two, and then on to Dublin then, of course, later in the month. But many Donegal-related athletes qualifying for the Ulster finals. So the story will be really when we get to that stage of the game. And primary schools, well, the Finn Valley area there on Tuesday and Wednesday, all schools are engaged, about maybe 31, 32 schools. So that'll be two exciting days. The weather looks reasonably good, so we're happy about that. And then we're on to the schools finals, which is on the 21st of May. And then we've a couple of other meets. It's a busy enough time because the Ulster Children's Games, 12s and 13 age groups too, they're in Finn Valley on the 1st of June. So we're lucky that, from a travel point of view, that, you know, we're based here in Donegal and there's a local venue and all that kind of crack. So that's very good. We had Donegal Championships last weekend for 13 years up to 19, and that was a busy day as well. So well done to the officials, well done to the county board and everybody associated with that. So we're building into it nicely. But those two performances from those two athletes who are both Finn Valley in the States last night, we'll hear a lot more from Sophia Thompson, because I'm just watching her progress and she's doing extremely well. You know, her background is, she's Thompson, originally from Letterkenny. Her dad left Letterkenny and headed to the States X number of years ago. Her granny, still Margot Thompson, still lives in Letterkenny, so she's very, very much on. And her mammy's from Derry, so very, very, very anxious to run for Ireland underage right now, and so on, so on. And that's Sophia. And then Eimear McCarroll, she'll be heading back home shortly. We'll see her in action back here in Ireland. So that's pretty much a short summing up of what's going on at the moment, both last night and today. But Harry McIlwain, we'll keep an eye on him as well in the weeks and months ahead.